Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right, well, good morning. It's morning.
It is morning. It's a little early.
It's awesome. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and I am Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What do we do, Marla?
It's early. I'm not really sure.
So we take calls and we give answers and we give advice and we take emails and we read questions and
we're
give
your mortgage advocates for life.
We are. So, Debbie, we'll talk about me in the, is it first person or third person when people refer to themselves as
first
their name?
First person.
All right. It's been a while since I was in elementary school and learned that law. So I started in real estate in 1994 and moved into mortgage in 2001. So you can put all of the numbers together and that gives you well over 20 years of experience. And then Marla started in 97. In mortgage. So she's got another 20 years under her belt as well. So you've got well over 40 years sitting here that are, experience waiting to take your calls just about for every direction, whether it's, real estate, you're going through a transaction, a real estate purchase, or it's a mortgage, or you're having a hard time with a mortgage. Maybe you never thought you could get a mortgage. You've got to start somewhere. And so that is what we do. We look at your whole financial picture and we really help you through, all of the good and all of the bad. I mean, really everybody's got something. Everybody's situation is a little bit different and we're going to help you through all of that piece. I mean, you could be a solid, perfect borrower with fantastic credit score and a lot of money down payment. But at the end of the day, you still want to have that person that is pushing for you, that is sending you in the right direction for your financing. So that is what we do. We want you guys to utilize us and, give us a call, give us questions, let us help you. The number here to reach us is 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. And that is the number four. You don't have to spell that one out. You can download our phone app. I'm going to let Marla do it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Our phone app. So you're just going to be really easy. Go onto your phone. You're going to text the word MOM, M-O-M, to the number 36260.
That's right. So text the word MOM, 36260. And from the phone app, you can call us. You can email us. You can run some payments. You can check your affordability. Can you qualify for what you might want? Really great to have, especially if you're going to be out looking at open houses. It is December. You can get some fantastic deals right now as a buyer. If you can try to hurry up and rush and get closed before the end of the year, a lot of sellers do want to close by the end of the year. It makes a difference in their taxes. A lot of investors that are flipping properties, big deal for them as well. Builders, it's a big, big deal for builders to close, get those houses off their books by the end of the year. The good thing about us, Mortgage Mom Radio, is that we work for a company called Movement Mortgage. Marla and I really are real loan officers. We do work on your loan when you give us a call, us and our team. It's me, Marla, and a couple other girls that work with us. And you're getting the real deal when you call. But we move fast, and that is why we work with Movement Mortgage. We are one of the fastest lenders out there. I mean, me and Marla have been, through the gamut over time. And we've have that history, that experience behind us. And I've never worked for a better company as far as a process is concerned, ease for the borrower. We just get the job done and we get it done very fast. And so if that is something that you need and you need to move quickly, maybe it's going to be a negotiating power for you. We just had an offer accepted last night because they said, how fast can you close? And we had already pre-approved the borrower, as we should have, sent them through underwriting before they started looking. And we were able to tell them that we'll get it done in 10 days. So again, it's not something that is uncommon or unheard of. It's uncommon.
It's very uncommon.
It's very uncommon. It doesn't happen a lot, but not unheard of. And we do it every day. So if that is something that you've been thinking, maybe I should buy, maybe you should get out there. You should go through those open houses, have our phone app on hand in case you need to text us, email us, or give us a call, run some payments, know what your payments might be for that property. But the phone app is a great tool for you to use. You go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, check us out there. You can listen to past shows right on the website, which is great. So maybe this is the first time you've listened to the show and you think, gosh, I could probably get some more from them. Check it out. Go to the website, listen to our past shows. We'd love for you to do that. Then you can apply for your loan online. You could apply for your loan right through the phone app. I mean, we try to make everything as easy as possible for you. But again, like I said, we are real loan officers, me and Marla. And every time that we start this show, we always forget. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done before we get in trouble. Because we are real loan officers that are licensed in the state of California by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Thank you.
We have to actually give you our NMLS ID numbers, which mine for Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, or any other name you might want to call me. But those are the two you'll find me under.
I was going to say, I don't think they're going to find you under those other names.
Those are the two you're going to find
tried.
Me under.
No, just
my NMLS ID number is 237926.
Awesome.
What's yours? Are you impressed?
I am so excited right now, Susan.
And I did it a little bit different too. Did you hear that? Like I made it like kind of fun. Sort of. I don't know. I did it backwards though.
Bob Barker or something.
It was.
Yeah.
Kind of Price is Right style.
Yeah. Liked it. My NMLS is 669357. And you can find me under only one name, Marla. Doesn't get
That's not Maria.
It's not Maria.
Marla.
Although now when I go to restaurants, I just say Maria.
I don't know how many emails that I have been copied to that it's like, and your email goes over and it says on your email, Marla Geezer.
Yes.
And then the people will still reply Maria.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have the best eyesight. So sometimes I even think, oh, maybe my name is Maria.
Oh, geez. That's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. We did it. We got the compliance out of the way. But again, like I was mentioning earlier in the show, we really are live loan officers. We can get deals done very, very quickly. It's end of a year. If you don't own a home, go get one. If you have yourself in debt from all of your Christmas shopping that's already started, Thanksgiving, a couple of weddings earlier in the summer, and maybe summer vacation, it might be a good time to give us a call to do a cash out refinance.
Yes.
We actually talked about that on our show last week. And, you know, we won't focus too much on that because we try to bring new content to the table every week. We don't want to do the same content every week. But, you know, if you have very high credit card debt, if you have a home equity line of credit, we also mentioned on our show last week that the Federal Reserve meeting is the 12th and 13th, which is just this coming week.
Another 3 days.
Right. So when that happens, they are most likely going to be increasing the prime rate, which you are going to start to see an increase in the interest that you are going to pay on those home equity lines of credit and on those on that credit card debt. You're going to see your minimum payments go up, which is going to make it a little bit less affordable. It's going to take you even longer to get those payments, those balances paid off or paid down, especially if you're already kind of, you know, struggling a little bit with those minimums. So it is really a very good time for you to think about what am I paying in interest rates on those things? And then what would I pay in an interest rate on my home loan? Because just because interest rates today might be a little bit higher than maybe what that rate was that you took 3 years ago, your blended rate at the end of the day is going to be better. And you're probably, and I'm going to say 95% probably going to save yourself some money every month, even with the higher loan balance and the higher interest rate. So,
very true.
You know, again, not to focus on that too much because that is a show that we did last week. And again, you're more than welcome to listen to those shows. Go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and listen to last week's show that we had posted, and you can hear all about that cash out refinance. We had a credit expert on that talked a whole lot about that, how it's going to fix the credit score as well. Really the key benefits to doing that cash out. So great thing to do. So we do take calls here. We talk to clients and we answer questions. So we do have a caller on hold right now. Her name is Deanne. How can we help you? What were your questions?
My husband is looking to refinance. We're currently with SLS, Specialized Loan Servicing.
Okay.
And they keep bouncing back and forth with Bank of America. 1 year, one half. Bought the loan in the next year or in the next few years. And it's been about the fourth or fifth time. And my husband says that he doesn't feel confident in that, you know. And our loan is currently at 4.625.
Okay. So
We owe about $490 or $485, and I think our house is the loan was $527.
Okay. So let me, I just want to make sure that I understand so that we answer the call, you know, the questions correctly. So your current, sure. The current loan right now you get your mortgage statement from is with a company called SLS.
Yeah. SLS.
Okay. And before that it was with Bank of America, and before that it was with somebody else. So your mortgage keeps changing hands. Basically you keep getting different mortgage statements.
Yeah, and then it goes back to Bank of America. So I don't know if there's small subsidiaries of Bank of America that need to move things around or, you know, but...
Yeah, so I'll tell you one really great thing about your question is that a lot of people are under the impression that if they go to a large bank and they get the loan mm-hmm. from that large bank, that their loan is going to stay with that large bank and always be serviced by them. So let's just right. throw it out there. For example, Bank of America, since that's who you mentioned, you know,
yeah.
they think that if they go to Bank of America and get the loan at Bank of America, that their loan is going to stay with Bank of America. And what a lot of people don't understand is that loans are truly paper in the, mm-hmm. you know, kind of in the, sort of in the stock market, it's mortgage-backed securities, very similar. And so what they do is they actually sell the paper, kind of investors, like, you know, they'll sell it and sell it and sell it. And it doesn't matter if you're a bank or if you're a mortgage bank,
mm-hmm.
it just depends on the pool of loans that you're in and whether or not you
right.
fit into a pool with other people that they can sell in bulk to somebody else that wants your pool. So
yeah, initially it was with Countrywide.
Yep.
America bought Countrywide.
Right. Exactly. And then you'd think that because Bank of America bought Countrywide, you'd stay with Countrywide. Now all of a sudden you're getting, you know, statements from somewhere else. So, you know, mm-hmm. unfortunately there, I mean, it's weird that it's Bank of America to SLS and then back to Bank of America and it kind of keeps bouncing. That is very, very strange. But
mm-hmm.
usually, it doesn't matter where you go, that can happen. So I'm not going to tell you that if you come to us and we do a refinance for you, that we're not going to close the loan. And then months down the road, all of a sudden you end up with another lender too. I mean, that definitely can happen. It's mm-hmm. just kind of the nature of the beast. But you did mention that your interest rate is 4.625, which does sound a little bit high, but it depends on what kind of loan that you have or, you know, what kind of mm-hmm. loan that you took at the time. So how long ago did you get that loan?
Initially it was an interest only loan. And then I think for the last 7 years, it's been a regular mortgage loan.
So, okay. And normally the interest-only loan was an adjustable loan. So you're probably on an adjustable. Has your interest rate moved up and down over time?
Lately it has not, but it did when we were on interest-only.
Right. And then all of a sudden it went to principal and interest. And so now, okay. So what we probably want to do is take a look at your whole scenario and see if we can sure. do something that can help you. So, you know, it depends on what you're looking to do. If you're looking to take cash out or if you're just trying to refinance just the balance. I mean, was there something in particular that you were looking to do?
We were looking to perhaps lower the house payment and maybe take a little cash out.
Okay. Okay. And how much do you owe on the loan?
I believe it's $485,000.
Is that 285?
I think she said
485. Okay. And how much is the property worth, do you think? If we got an appraisal today, I mean, just your guess. We know that you're not an appraiser or real estate agent, but what would you guess?
They said 645.
Okay. So we should definitely have some room that we could do something for you. So really depending on, you know, how much cash that you need, where your credit score is at and how the income looks, we can definitely work through all of those numbers. The easiest way though, for us to, you know, first of all, we're going to start by giving you an idea. So you had sent me an email, which is why I called, and mm-hmm. You had said you had questions about refinancing. Reply to that email and tell me, I owe this much money. This is what my monthly payment today is. And this is what, you know, this is my address. Give me your address. Let us look up what we think that we see the value to be. Let us, you know, we'll see what your monthly payment is today. And then let us look at what options would be available for you. And we'll kind of go back and forth a little bit until you feel comfortable and confident that it's something that you want to take the next step and you want to do the application. So, you know, definitely reply to us that way and you'll hear from either me or Marla. So we'll get that information for you. We'll kind of give you what that structure might look like. And then if it's something that looks like it would be in your best interest, then we'll take that next step and we'll do the application.
I understand.
All right, perfect. Well, hey, Deanne, thank you so much for talking to us today and for reaching out. We really appreciate it. And if you can give us about an hour or so, we'll give you a call.
That'd be great.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
So what a great call, right?
That was a fantastic call. And this is why I love doing live radio.
Right, right. It's nice because, and that actually was like, it totally got us off of the subject that we had started with at the beginning of the show. And that's why we love doing this so much. And we like that people call us with their questions because it does kind of sometimes dictate the way that our show goes. But that is one of the biggest things that I have noticed in my career. So, you know, when I used to work for many, many years for one of the big banks, and we're just going to call it the big bank. And I'm sure that you did too, working at a different big bank. We both came from big banks at one.
We're doing quotation marks.
We're doing air quotations with our fingers. But when we worked at those places, you know, we used to, it was kind of a selling pitch back then in the day that, you know, if you come through us, you know, your loan's not going to get sold and it's not going to change on your credit report. And, you know, all those things aren't going to happen, when really at the end of the day, it's really the market that dictates how long that the bank holds on to a particular loan. I mean, that note, your note that you sign, your note and deed of trust, that those are, it's paper. I mean, it's money, and those are getting transferred and they're getting sold, very similar to a stock in the stock market. And so it just depends on what balloon of, you know, people that you belong to, and whether you're a hot item and you're getting sold quite often, or, you know, it, you know, the ones that seem to really stick tight and not move quite often or quite frequently or really ever at all are really more the jumbo mortgages, because those are actually paper held by the bank. That's right. The bank's money. They are the investor.
They're driving that particular
product.
Push, right, and that product,
and,
right.
Yep. So, you know, don't necessarily believe that if you hear it, that is, you know, the reason why you should work with a company. You should work with a company because you're, you know, getting a very good deal. The people that you're working with, you feel confident and comfortable with. And, you know, it's a loan that makes sense, and you shouldn't do the loan if it doesn't make sense. So, give us a call. We want to hear those questions. We want to take those calls. It's 844-935-3634. We're going to read some questions as well. So again, if you're out there and you want to send us questions, send them, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, send us a message, go to Facebook, send us a message. It's Mortgage Mom Radio, not real hard to find. Download the phone app, you know, text the word mom to 36260. You can email us that way. But get a hold of us, send us those questions. We're going to read those over the air. We're going to read them. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Marla Geezer with me.
Well, hello and good morning.
I don't think I can say your name without adding the miss. It is Mrs. Sure. I should call you Mrs. But, you know, like, it's kind of like that term of endearment.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, last week I did tell everybody you were the love of my life. So, you know, and that you were my day wife. I mean,
then I should technically be Mrs. Marcoux.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
That's a lot of M's.
That is a lot. Marla Marcoux. That would be a tongue twister. Say that 10 times.
I'm okay.
Anyway,
too early.
Yeah, it is too early. We're Mortgage Mom Radio, and we take calls and we answer questions live. We actually take emails as well, and we read those out loud and we answer those questions too. So we would, you know, urge you to find us in some way or another. You can, Google us. I'm pretty sure you'll find us, Mortgage Mom Radio. Not real hard. You could check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Our website is fantastic, mortgagemomradio.com.
Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. Just don't forget the radio, and you will find us.
Yes. Do not say just Mortgage Mom. You're going to get women all over the place. And hey, kudos to them. We love it. And we're all working really hard for the money.
Yes. I think that's a song.
It is. That's why I said it. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
At least I think it's funny this early.
Well,
in
you
morning.
Didn't do the like tune.
I know. Anyway. So we do have a question that came in.
Okay.
So let's read this. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Hello. Did you like
is
that?
Is that how it's written? Hello.
Hello. No, but I thought it was
how
cute.
Would you even spell that?
H-E-L-O-O-O-O. I don't know. With a W on the end. I don't know. All right. So hello, my husband and I hope to purchase a house in the next 2 to 3 years. About 10 years ago, my husband co-signed on a $30,000 private school loan for his brother. That happens a lot. I'm sorry.
That's a good brother.
Very good brother. Due to job losses for both of them in 2009 and a class action lawsuit against the school, students won the suit. The loan was never paid. It is now up to $100,000. The debt company is willing to settle for $7,000. If his brother or my husband and I pay the settlement, how negatively will this affect our credit score in 2 to 3 years?
Well, number one, they're going to go from $100,000 to $7,000.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
I say settle right now.
Right. Run, go.
But you know, this is actually a great, great question for Steve, our credit cowboy. And the reason that I say that is that he would know better than anybody whether they should pay this off or whether, you know, I mean, at some point in time, you want to get this negative off of the credit report completely.
Right.
You don't want it to stay on there as a paid debt or settled for less. You want to try to get it off completely. And he would probably suggest that when talking to them to negotiate, I'll pay the $7,000 if you'll remove the account from my credit report,
right,
would be my guess. Right. But for, you know, Vanessa that actually sent in this question to us, we would definitely, if you called us on air or if you called us at the office, we would probably refer you to call Steve and say, hey, talk with Steve first before you make any movements. It will definitely fix things. I mean, right now you're in a negative status that's been negative for probably a good amount of time, especially if it started at 30 and it's at $100,000, that account is probably pretty old and matured and has probably been sitting there for a very long time now. So you've probably got negative history recurring month after month after month after month for a long time. So you definitely need to get it cleaned up, whether you pay it, and it does say paid for, settled for less, or it stays on the credit report as a negative account now paid. In 2 to 3 years from now, if you do it now today, you're going to be in better shape than you're in today. Like you have got to stop the bleeding and you've got to take care of something. But before you would make that direction or that move, we would actually get you in touch with Steve and let you at least consult with him first and make sure that you're making the best decision and going about it in the right way.
Right. But student loans are a different animal than your regular credit cards, even, you know, cell phones or any kind of other debt.
You can't file bankruptcy on them.
Different animal. So you do have to kind of take a little bit more caution towards them when they're in the situation that you're in right now.
Right.
Just like an IRS debt. They kind of fall under that same awkward category.
Right. You can't file bankruptcy on them. They won't ever go away. You do need to, you know, make good on, you know, what you signed for and you took out, and or you need to somehow negotiate with them, you know, to get it settled. It's not ever going to just go away, and it's not ever going to just fall off of a credit report. It'll haunt you. So definitely stop the bleeding. Yes, you're going to be in better shape in 2 to 3 years from now if you do something with that account today. But like we said, you know, give us a call into the office or send us, we'll email you back from your question and let you get in touch with Steve and, you know, talk with Steve about, you know, what the best way to approach this is and how to take care of it. And, you know, for everybody listening, we've had Steve on the show before. You can hear him on our show just last week. If you want to go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, you can listen to the show from last week and you can hear him talk, and he gives all of his contact information there as well. Anybody else that wants to have some contact information for him, we'd love to give it to you. You're more than welcome to send us a message or give us a call and we'll get you his information as well. So again, anybody listening that has questions for us, call us 844-935-3634 or send us these fantastic emails. We love it. We love the questions. We're always happy to answer them. You can email us right from the phone app. Text the word MOM 36260. That's 36260. Text the word MOM. How do you spell that, Marla?
MOM.
Are you sure?
Or
backwards?
M-O-M. It's one of those fun ones that you can just kind of go crazy and spell it however you want. And you're going to get it right.
Just don't flip it upside down. Wow doesn't work.
No.
But text the word mom. Yeah.
Let's clarify. It's going to work. It's just not going to get you to Mortgage
Mom
Radio.
Yeah. You're going to get an auto response from somewhere that wow would make sense. And you probably don't want that response. So text the word mom 36260. You can get our phone app and you can call us from the phone app. You can email us. You can run payments. You can do all kinds of things. I think we said last week that we're trying to install a deliver me some wine button and maybe possibly a back massager. So we're going to do some major technical upgrades.
I did add the wine one.
You did. We're going to do some major technical.
It's literally just a button to cherry.
2018 is going to be amazing.
Yes.
But you can go to mortgagemomradio.com. Like I mentioned, you can call us 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And that is the number four. So let's see. What other questions do we have? We've got another one that came in. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Hello. I love doing that. Hello. I want to learn how to talk like with like
Mrs.
a different
Doubtfire.
Kind of accent. Yes, like a different accent or like an Australian accent. Like I want to learn how to talk with that kind of an accent.
Those are goals.
I know. I would never be, I'd never be a really good actor or actress unless I could just play like my own personality. I think it's the only way I'd be good at it. And then it only lasts for so many roles and then you're not, you know, you're that one hit wonder in the movie world. So anyway, okay. So hello. Okay. I'm very interested in purchasing my first condo. I'm currently in an apartment with a lease that is up in December. Ooh, loving it. I don't have the biggest of down payments, but I would like to see what I can do. Any information would be greatly appreciated.
Well, December's right now.
Right.
Call us.
Right now. So
right
I said,
now.
You want to
Today
take it?
The 9th.
I read it. It says December. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, for you, yes, you have 2 weeks left, maybe three. I mean, it is the 9th. So we've got about 21 days left of the year. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, which is really great, is that right now, a lot of times as buyers, you can get a pretty good deal because, you know, people want to get rid of properties that before the end of the year to get it off of their taxes, get it off of their books, especially builders. If you walk into a new housing tract and they've got a house that is already fully built and done and it has not sold yet and it's not closed, you may get a better deal on it if you can get it closed in time. If you get out there today, it is Saturday. Call us today right now, Giselle, call us right now today and let us take your application, put it, you know, go to our website, get us your paperwork. Let us get you pre-approved. We can work through the weekend for you to get it done. We can get you submitted to underwriting on Monday and we can have you out of underwriting by Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning with a full commitment letter. Go find a property. Let's get you closed before the end of the year. We can do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know,
we can definitely do it.
Yeah. The other
find a house.
Right. Absolutely. And if you don't, if you can't find a house, you know, go to your landlord and say, you know, can I extend my lease? Can I go month to month? Sometimes, you know, month to month will cost you a little bit more money. That they'll charge you a little bit more per month to go month to month. If you're in one of the bigger like apartment complexes, if you're with a just a normal owner of a home,
just landlord right.
They're usually just your rent stays exactly the same until you know, do move out. So, you know, don't feel like you're in this mad dash rush. There's probably something that you can negotiate to do to get yourself a little bit of an extension. But hey, it doesn't mean that we can't get it done. Movement Mortgage is fast. We really do rock at doing loans and doing things very quickly. And there is absolutely no reason if you call us today that we may not be able to have you into a home by the end of the year. And what a fantastic New Year's gift to give to yourself.
Right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I only can say is call.
Yeah.
Like she's got to call now.
Right.
We got to just get this done for you.
Right.
Crazy.
Absolutely. So again, anybody out there listening wants to give us a call, ask us a question or wants to send us a message. Fantastic. Our number is 844-935-3634. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Get our app. Text word mom 36260. Mom.
That time it didn't sound right.
36260.
Hello.
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 All right. So how are we doing on our segment? Do we have some time? Nah, 9 minutes. Sweet.
9 minutes.
I know.
Wow.
So
let's go crazy.
Let's go nuts. Let's go crazy. That was one of the sad things that happened this year, right? Can you believe that we are approaching the end of the year? I mean, no. It's holiday season right now. We're all going crazy trying to get through this part. Then it's going to be New Year's. And I hate that you have to say holiday season. I'm sorry. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
I think that whatever the purse that particular person celebrates, it is okay for you to say Merry Christmas. Now, if the neighbor next to me is Hanukkah, it is okay for them to even say Happy Hanukkah to me.
Absolutely.
That is what they believe. That's my opinion, my two cents.
Yeah. And
so I'm saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And you guys are more than welcome to find us online and send us hate mail. We'll send you an apology back afterwards. We're okay with that.
We're not saying that we don't. We love all of them. I would love to celebrate at least one time in my life, every single different.
Yes. Culture.
You know, culture. Or, you know, remember in elementary school, they did that. I would love to do that now as an adult. And like each right. day in December, like spend, you know.
Right. Right.
It'd be fun.
No, I agree. So
actually, I think Disneyland is having that right now.
What?
California Adventure is now having all of the different. So you they
different
have
holidays.
Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. What's the other one? I can't think of it right now. But and you go there and you're going to the different areas and they're doing the foods
of the
celebration.
So it's kind of like Disney World. Have you ever been to Disney World where you go through the
different worlds.
With Epcot and you go through the different countries? I have to tell you, the very best thing I ever did was we did a drinking game and we had to have a drink in each country.
Okay. Get back on the road.
But that was a lot of fun. But I see what you're going. I think we need to take a trip to DCA.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I think it's a really, really good idea. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe page because it costs about $700 an hour to go to Disneyland.
No way. Are you serious?
It's a lot of money to go to Disneyland.
No, but $700, is it that bad already?
Not to get in. I think it's like 150. Then you have to think parking is probably another 30. Then you have to eat. And especially if we're going to do the different, you know,
lands. Oh man. All right. Well, maybe like scratch that because it's Christmas time. Scratch
That's what
it.
I said. I'm setting up a GoFundMe page.
Okay. All right. Well, back on track. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of your Saturday morning show. Sweet.
Yay. Thank you.
We love you. This is from Nancy.
Nancy.
I am curious to know if I'm on the right path to buy a home. I need to know what will be the right type of loan, how much I can pre-qualify for, and how much would I need? That is a great question.
It is. And I mean, we can go so many different ways with that, but without you giving us a call and we start diving into everything.
It does make it hard. So here is the thing, you know, Nancy, and we're going to reply to the email as well, but, really without knowing your personal situation. So what is your credit score? You know, how much money do you have as a down payment? How much do you make per month? We can't tell you what is the best loan type for you. We really have to know, and this is for everybody that's out there that's listening. We really have to understand your situation in particular. We need to know how long have you been at your job? What is your credit score? How much money do you have? You know, how much income that you have is going to be based on whether we could get you some down payment assistance or not. What your credit score is going to determine whether you can get some down payment assistance or not.
How many people are going to be living in this new house with you? What is your household size?
Are you going to buy? What county? What city?
Yep. There's so many different things. And one of the things that I think we both pride ourselves in is that before we get to the point of where we are pulling somebody's credit and we're, you know, making their head spin is we sit there and we talk to them and we ask them all of these questions so that they understand every step. They understand every process and why we're asking these questions. And then we get a sense together, we're creating that path with them so that it's not just, you know, us just making somebody's head spin.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, if they tell us that they're going to go buy somewhere near Ogden or Agua Dulce or somewhere in the, you know, outskirts of Lancaster or Lake Isabella or, you know, I mean, some of those are going to be USDA. I mean, Lake Elsinore, you know, there's going to be some USDA property
absolutely.
That you could qualify for zero down. Now, the zero down, though, you still have to qualify income wise. You can't make too much. But the size of your family, if you got 10 of them, which I'm pretty darn close myself to the 10 marker, you get more income for family size, or maybe that's not going to work. You're not buying in an area that you could go into a USDA financing. So maybe we need to look at FHA or conventional. And then there are down payment assistance programs for those, but it depends on what county you're buying in. How much money can you make in that county? What is your credit score? Do you qualify for that down payment assistance? So what we would really suggest that you do is go to our website, apply for the loan. We are not going to pull your credit report. It does not happen automatically. You will not get an immediate yes or no response from our, you know, from our website. What is going to happen though, is that you're going to put your information in, you're going to upload your documents, let us see your bank statements, let us see your pay stubs, your W-2s, and we're going to get an alert that says we have a new loan application. And we're going to immediately reach out to you and we're going to say, when do you have the time to sit down and talk with us about your situation?
Right.
We're going to get you on the phone and we're going to be able to see the application. We can pull your documents up right there and look at them with you, talk with you about it, get your permission if it's time and ready to pull the credit report. And then we can determine what is going to be the best loan product that's going to work for you, your family, and your scenario.
Which is really the best way to do it, because you know, you hear out there of all different, you know, companies that are saying, let's do it fast. You don't ever have to talk to some, you can do it all online. But at the end of the day, you're going to want somebody that is there helping you understand your situation and really, truly, I mean, we say it all the time and we probably abuse the word, but truly being somebody's advocate in purchasing a home. It's their biggest liability, their biggest asset. They need somebody there that is standing next to them, you know, knowing the right answers and the right questions to ask at the right time and what not to say at the wrong time. You know?
Right. Right. No, absolutely. I mean, and you are right. I mean, it's almost like, you know, there are some of these mortgage companies now that are 100% online and you put your application in and it's like almost like a credit card application. All of a sudden it like spits it through and it just gives you, you know, an answer. And it's like, you need that live touch of a human for first of all. Second, you need somebody going through the different options with you. If you have 5% down and you're buying a home for $600,000 in LA County, let's just say example, you could do a conventional loan. You could do an FHA loan. There may even be a jumbo loan that would work for that scenario. So, there's a first and a second combination, and then there's the different loan products. So it really, you need somebody that's going through, well, this is what this loan looks like for a monthly payment. This is what this loan looks like for a monthly payment. That same scenario, $600,000 with 5% down, could have mortgage insurance and may not have mortgage insurance. It depends on the option that you choose. And the option you choose might be a different choice than somebody else might make, because there might be something that is more important to somebody else than what is to you, or maybe their credit score is different than yours, so their options look better in the different light. You know, so there's so many things that really go into, you know, what is the best loan for you. And we can't give you all of that information without truly knowing what you have going on.
Right. Same thing with jeans.
Yeah.
Nobody wears the same pair of jeans. Everybody has different hips, different leg sizes. Same thing with mortgages.
Mine's super short.
Yes.
I have to go ankle. You know how like they always have like that, the ankle length.
And I'm like that in between. Like I'm not tall, but I'm not short.
You're not anywhere near short. And for me, you're tall.
Well, but I'm not in jeans.
Yeah.
I'm not. Sad. I know.
Yeah. How tall are
Hello.
You? 5'6", 5'7".
I think that when I went to the doctors this past week, I was just under 5'6". I think I'm shrinking. I think I'm shrinking. Because I used to say that I'm 5'6".
Okay.
Which 5'6" for a woman is average.
It
is. You're below average.
I'm way below average. I need my Converse tennis shoes to make me 5 feet tall. So yes, I am quite below average, which is why you look like a monster when I stand next to you.
Well, thanks.
Well, no, and then
now
you put
no longer the love of your life.
You are the love of my life, but then you put those giant platforms on, and then it's like you're swimming over the top of me because, of course, Miss Shorty Lady over here never wears heels ever.
You should, maybe.
I probably should. Yeah, I know. All right. Well, we got off the topic, but it was a good point. The good point was, is that everybody wears jeans.
Everybody's different. You know, everybody wears jeans.
I buy capris for long pants. Right. I mean, you know.
So does my mom, actually.
I buy capri length and might let them out a little bit. And now I've got my petite size jeans. I mean, it's perfect.
That's funny. I bet you can't do that with mortgages. You can't, I know, just, right? let out the bottom and then it just works.
All right. For everybody out there listening, you want to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That is actually our telephone number all week long, Monday through Sunday, 24 hours a day. No, we probably will not call you back 10 o'clock at night, but we will call you the next day. And we do have a call service that will answer the call 24/7. So if you're thinking about it and it makes sense and it's 11 o'clock at night, call and we'll call you back the next morning. 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Marla here sitting next to me.
Yes, and I am Marla Geezer. Thank you.
You are Marla Geezer.
Do you see that I didn't say Miss Marla Geezer? It just sounds weird.
It doesn't. It's like, you know, when you call, like when you're a kid in daycare, and it's always like Miss Andy or Miss Tracy, or so you're just Miss Marla.
Okay. I can see your logic there.
All right.
Kind of.
I mean,
sometimes I do feel like we're wrangling a bunch of toddlers. So.
For the most part.
Not you clients. No, I meant the people in our office.
We wrangle in every direction that there is. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And Marla and I are here to take your calls, answer your questions. If you're just jumping in the car, you've never heard us before. We have a lot of experience. You've got over 40 years sitting behind the mics here between me and Marla. We can answer pretty much any question. I started in real estate, moved on to mortgage. She's been in mortgage the whole time. And so you've got a very widespread wealth of knowledge that you can utilize. And that is what we want you to do. We want you to use us. We want to help you through a very difficult process, which is not just buying a home, but refinancing a home can be a very difficult process as well. You know, you could have bought a home and been in great shape and something major, traumatic in life happened, an event that maybe put you in a position that you never thought you'd be in before. And you need to refinance that home and you've had a very difficult time doing that. And that is okay. And sometimes, you know, you're going to call lenders that are just basically going to dismiss you and say, no, we can't do it, which maybe at that particular moment in time, no, they can't do it. But what we do and what we try our very hardest to do is to not ever say no, but to say, this is how we can get there. And so it may be a path that we have to put you on that might take a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and it could be 2 years. It could be longer. But if you don't start with the phone call and truly understand your scenario and know what your time frames are and how long that you need to wait and what do you need to do to get to your goal to achieve that goal, you're never going to get to the goal. It's never going to happen.
Correct. And we might not be able to take away the stresses of life and the difficulties that brought you to our door, but we are definitely going to take the difficult part of the mortgage away from you.
Yeah, we're going to make it much easier.
It's one of the things that we do very well is we make it easy, simple, and very stress-free.
Right. So we want you to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. This is the last segment of the show. We've only got about like maybe 15 minutes or so, maybe even less. But we do have our entire team back at the office, and they are taking calls. Our call service is taking any overflow so that we can call back immediately in case we do miss you. And, you know, if you've called in this morning, we took one person live on air. We've read some questions over that came in through email. And if you've called, we've actually talked with you and told you we would call you back in about an hour. You know, Marla and I really truly are loan officers. We do this for a living. Our team works with us. They're the ones back at the office. Everybody's going to work all day today and all day tomorrow to make sure that we're getting what you need done. I mean, we may not necessarily be in the office for 8 straight hours, but we are taking the calls. And so if you do call us and you get our call service, make sure you leave a message. Make sure that you leave an email address, and we will call you. And if we don't get through, we'll send you a message through email so that you know how to get a hold of us and get back to us, even on the weekend. You know, we understand that we all work for a living, and you know, things can be difficult to try to reach out during the week. And you know, just because we work mostly during the week, because that's when banks are open, when lending happens and takes place,
market and appraisers and escrows and
right. But realtors work the weekends, and they're showing you homes in the evening, and they're showing you homes on the weekend, and you're writing offers on the weekend. Or maybe this is just the time that you finally have to sit down and pull paperwork and maybe make that phone call to get that refinance started. We don't want you to hesitate. Reach out, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can put a message there that will send us a message through email. You can download the phone app, as we've said throughout the whole show, and you can send us an email from the phone app. You can apply right online when we we get the application, we're going to call you to talk about it. And you can call our number. So it's 844-935-3634. And, you know, call our number. If we don't answer, our call service will. And they will text us and we will call you back. So we're definitely available for you, around you, and when it's, you know, available or convenient. That was the word I was looking for, when it is convenient for you. So we have our winner circle to talk about. I don't want to miss that one. And I feel like last week I had to tell you to do like the last person. What did I tell you in?
Super fast rush.
Super lightning speed.
That was
speed.
A long time ago, Deb. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Okay? I know. But I don't want to have to do super lightning speed. And our winner circle is very, very important to us. These are people that have trusted in us and allowed us to help them and get them through the process from start to finish. And so we want to make sure that we're taking our time to, you know, thank them and also, you know, give everybody out there listening a little bit of a taste of what we do by giving you their story. So we ready?
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle, this week's new real estate achievers.
I love that.
Me too. I was kind of like in a trance listening to it right now.
I really, it does feel, it makes me feel like I'm down at the horse races. Like, I love it. I don't know. It's just the tune or whatever. All right. So who do we have this week? Who's our winner circle that we want to thank, congratulate?
And well, I think our first one would be Miss Andretti, or Mr. and Mrs. Andretti, actually.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, and you know, I don't even know. I always say it Andrade. You say it Andretti. Like we both massacre everybody's last names all of the time.
Sometimes. So we're very sorry.
Very, very sorry.
And it's probably something completely different. They probably pronounce it like Andrade or
right. Totally.
So we're totally sorry.
Absolutely. But, you know, she, Mrs. called me and, you know, she emailed actually, I think we did almost everything through email. I don't think that I actually talked with her on the phone until after the application was already submitted and completely approved. But she was somebody who had gone to a couple of different lenders, talked with them, sent them bank tax returns, and everybody told her no. And basically what her story was that she had been a teacher for many, many years, and she took some time off to do two things. One, her husband was starting a brand new self-employed business and she wanted to help him get that off the ground and running. But also her daughter was having some problems in school, and she really wanted to be able to focus on her daughter and give her daughter the attention that she needed. And she felt that the right thing to do was to stop working. And hey, you know what? We are going to second that, and we are going to give you kudos, not only for making the, you know, making the decision to do that and knowing that that is the right decision, but to be able to sacrifice income. I mean, it really is a big decision when somebody decides not to work.
Yeah.
And you know, and everybody was telling her no. She did get a job and went back to her, you know, her normal job. But she hadn't even started. All we had was an offer letter, and everybody was telling her no, because she had had that gap of employment. She had taken time off. And I said, you know what? No, I disagree with that. I want you to give me a really good letter of explanation, and I want to understand what happened. I want my underwriter to cry, and we're going to get this done. And she sent me the tax returns, and I looked at the husband's self-employed income. And, you know, we had a little bit more income from 1 year than the first year when they were first just getting started. And so we used a 1 year tax return to get a little bit more income for the business. And we used our sob story and made the underwriter cry. And we used her income that everybody told her she could not use. And we got that loan approved, and, she's closed.
Yeah, she's closed. And on top of it, she was also one of those perfect examples of refinancing, debt consolidation to get herself into a better position as
well. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you take on a lot of debt when you take time off of work, and, you know, she needed to get all that consolidated, and it worked, and it was great. And again, we just thank you so much for trusting in us. And, you know, when I told her yes, and, you know, she even said, are you sure? And I said, I will review it one more time. And I said, yes, you're going to be totally fine. And, you know, I did make a phone call to an underwriter and explained the story, and the underwriter agreed, yes, we would absolutely consider that and do that. And you know, but she put her faith in us, and you know, something that other people had said no, we were saying yes. And it can be very skeptical to think that how can one person do something that others don't do. And we're not saying we've got a different plan or a different program that's going to help everybody that's out there, but sometimes it's just looking at a file a little bit different. Sometimes it's just taking the extra time and explaining something that took place a little bit more in detail than just showing where you worked before, when you didn't work, and when you restarted. That's not going to give the picture that that underwriter needs. So, Mr. and Mrs. Andrade.
Andrade. I like that. That works.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Yes, we, you guys are definitely our winner in our winner circle today.
Yes.
All right.
Who else have we got?
Yeah.
We have Mr. Morris.
Yes. Another one. Oh my goodness. So same situation. He had a really, really hard time, went through some pretty nasty life events. I know that he's been hurt and had some surgeries, went through a pretty nasty divorce. I mean, just you name it, this poor guy went through it. And, you know, because of that, you know, his credit was kind of crushed. And then he actually did really good at rebuilding it himself. But, you know, he just had a really rough way to go. And a lot of people, you know, telling him no. And again, I mean, you just kind of look at it a different way, and he's going to be a perfect example. I believe it was last week that we talked about a two-step process, and you know, sometimes we have to take a two-step process with a client. And just because you have a lot of equity in your home and you shouldn't have to pay mortgage insurance doesn't necessarily mean that the best loan for you is not, you know,
something with mortgage insurance.
So, you know, our FHA loan is kind of that second chance loan program that's going to be a lot more forgiving when it comes to credit and certain circumstances. And so we decided to go that route, even though he's got an amazing amount of equity in his home. But what it's going to do is it's going to get him what he needs to get, you know, the house cleaned up the way that he wants to, pay off the debts from all of the misfortune that he had been through. It's going to fix up his credit score quite significantly by doing all of that. You know, I believe that he, you know, it's going to help with the divorce as far as, you know, being able to buy out his wife, you know, the ex-wife. So it's just amazing what we're going to be able to do for him with this first step. And then, of course, eventually we want to get rid of that mortgage insurance. We don't necessarily want to keep him in that mortgage insurance, but it is a goal. It is a tool. It is a way to get him to where he needs to go. So, you know, in 6 months from now, everything's paid off. He's got some good credit history behind the mortgage payments showing up on his credit report. And we'll be able to turn around and put him into a conventional loan. So, you know, again, another winner circle. Can't thank you enough, Steele, for, you know, allowing us to help you. And, you know, congratulations.
Yes.
All right. Good. Number
and
three.
Last one is Ramirez.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I know them by Antunes. You say Ramirez. Well, I get all confused.
Their full name is Antunes Ramirez.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
All right. So they were a fun one. They were a renovation.
They were a renovation. Yes. And it was, I'd actually been working with the sister for almost a couple of years now and introduced me to her brother, who her brother's the one that's purchasing the home, and found a home that they absolutely loved. It's on almost an acre of land. It is a perfect size and just needed a little bit of work, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they were buying it for, I hate saying this, but for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
They really were. They were practically running away and stealing it from the sellers. And they were being able to have the opportunity to use that low price to do the renovation loan. So they're doing a renovation loan to bring the house up to
code. I mean, we're talking about code on this house.
Oh, like, yes. This house, I mean, it probably should have been, you know, boarded up and taken down, but they saw the diamond in the rough, and they are, they're using that extra equity, and they're doing a bunch of stuff. I mean, from electricity to roof to everything. And we can actually, the cool thing about this is that we get to close the loan with this home being inhabitable.
Right.
But because they're using the renovation loan, they're going to start immediately to get that home habitable.
Right. Right.
And we get to able to do that.
Yeah. And they even get to finance the mortgage payments until the work is done, so that while they're paying rent to live somewhere else, it's affordable.
Yep.
So the renovation loans is something I know we talked about, I think like 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. I don't know. It's been a while. But renovation loans are a big deal. And so we'll get into those a little bit after we finish thanking Mr. and Mrs. Antunes Ramirez.
Yes.
thank you. But again, you know, renovation loans are actually they're not easy loans. And it's not that
they're
not
so many
easy.
Hands in the pot with it, because
yes.
You have the contractor, you have, you know, the HUD inspector, you have the buyer, the seller, and everything else. And then on our piece, we have so many people that are
there's
making
a lot of moving parts,
moving parts to making it work, to make it run smooth. And I think we've done, I mean, this one, there was a lot of work that the contractor really had to kind of dive into to make sure that they weren't overbidding, but getting us everything we needed to be able to have the loan. And so there was a lot of work into it. Right. And I really commend everybody for their patience and understanding to getting it done.
Right.
And it is an amazing product that a lot of people don't know that you can use it for this. You can go and buy that house that is just
the worst house on the street.
Exactly.
The best price. Absolutely. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Mr.
Winter Circle.
Winter Circle. Mr. and Mrs. Antunes, you guys are great. And, you know, we really hope that after all of the work is done, you give us a call and you invite us out and you let us sip some wine on your porch. That would be a lot of fun. But congratulations again. The three of you guys that we talked about this segment, you guys are just all amazing. And we're really proud of everybody. And, you know, thank you very much again for allowing us to take care of you and your family. So,
yes.
All right. So I think we have like a minute left.
I do. I think it's like, so we didn't rush though.
No, we didn't rush. I wanted to talk a little bit about renovation, but we'll hit that for next week.
Yes.
So it's 844-935-3634. That's how you get a hold of us all week long, even after the show is over. That's 844. We lend for you. LEND and the number 4. You want to listen to past shows. You want to listen to today's show again, go for it. It's great. Go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You want to use your phone, not your computer. That's fantastic too. Text the word mom to 36260. You want to check us out on Facebook and see some pictures. Awesome. Mortgage Mom Radio on Facebook.
Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the
Mortgage
radio.
Mortgage Mom Radio everywhere. We hope everybody has a fantastic week. And we'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Geezer are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. California NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.